the book Hebrews, part 221. Aan professor Hannes Redding, hy self, the first assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is concerning the whole book of Revelation and parts of Daniel, showing us right into the end times, the times that we are currently living in. It's nearly 800 pages, A4, with a full biblical horology in the back, where you can find all your different references. Should you be interested, we are also doing the study, the revelation of the book Revelation. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. We always welcome new people. But I urge you to start with part one, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you see, please have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. We are currently busy with Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. We're going to continue where we left off on Friday. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith, without wavering, without making any conversations, make any friends with lies. We don't make friends with lies. We function in the truth. The word says the truth shall set you free. So we don't waver our faith. The word says faith is not by sight, but by hearing. Happens in my soul's dimension. For it is powerful than promise. For he is powerful that promise this unto us. Now I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1. Just as a additional scripture to make it more firm, which is written in Hebrew 10 verse 23. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, that's it, bride of Yahushua, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of Yahweh our Elohim. Hallelujah. What do? We lay down the body of flesh and filthiness. That means to come to repentance. Then we are buried in the name of Yahushua for the remission of your sins, which is immersing. And then we're striving towards perfection in holiness in the fear of Yahweh our Elohim. That fear is actually in the word, in the revelation word, striving to perfection. As Yahweh, that is our main purpose in life, is to what? Is to strive towards total holiness. And that means that as we continue in this daily run or race that we participate in, we need to lay down. We need to lay down. Once you come to repentance, it doesn't mean you're super holy now. Now comes the perfection, or the striving towards perfection in holiness through the Ruach HaKodesh, in the fear of Yahweh El Elim, or in His Word. So how do we come to perfection in holiness? We need to study the word every day. By studying the Word, the revelation Word, means that we feed our own spirit, us, our minds. By studying the Word, we are feeding our mind with the revelation Word, bringing us more closely to Yahweh our Elohim, in perfecting holiness. Perfection doesn't come in one day. It's going to take me the rest of my life. Whether it's going to take a week or it's going to take 50 years, I will have to be committed in holiness for the rest of my life. And that's the only way that we can be part of the bride of Yahushua. And that's why the word says in Hebrews, that Hebrews 7, where he was talking about the the high priest Yahushua, according to the order of Melchizedek, where he is sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. Should it happen that we falter, Yahweh is there to intercede for us at the right hand of the Father immediately. He doesn't give us a free pass to sin. It will hold us to holiness, striving towards holiness. And again, I'm going to use my fingers as my feet. Getting up in the morning, this is my end of my life. This is my goal I want to reach. So I get up this morning, one step. Because the Bible says, don't worry about tomorrow. Live for today. My eyes on my goal. Getting out of bed, commitment. Tonight, when I go to bed, completion. Commitment, completion. Commitment, completion. When I'm here, I can't touch my end goal, my life's end goal. It's too far away. I don't know how far it is, but I can't touch it. And that's why, one day at a time, commitment, completion. Commitment, completion. Commit every day, my eyes on my end goal, commitment, completion. But should it happen that I falter in this walk of life, striving towards total holiness, and I falter or stumble on one way or another, immediately we first have the Ruach HaKodesh, and we have Yahushua that will intercede with the Father immediately. Now he says here in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1, having therefore these promises. What promise? Holding fast in the profession of our faith. We hold fast to something that we haven't seen, but we believe with everything in us, body, soul and mind. We believe it so much that we won't allow ourselves to waver. Now 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1 says, having therefore these promises, dear beloved, it's the bride, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Why must my flesh be clean? Because it is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. I can't visit brothels or sleep with prostitutes or anybody and expect Yahweh to function through the Ruach HaKodesh in my body. The word says he doesn't live in temples made by hand. Your bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. So where does the Ruach dwell? In my soul's dimension. Where does Father dwell? In my body, my soul's dimension. Where does Yahushua dwell in my body? My soul's dimension. And that's why he says that we must just clean ourselves from all filthiness. And it doesn't mean grease and a garden filthiness. No, things that we were hanging on when we were sinners, when we were in the Gentiles, of the flesh, filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Perfecting holiness. In this, way of walk of life towards my end goal. And this goal I can only reach the day when I die. While I'm in this effort in walking, in laying down, I've got to lay down, I've got to perfect, I've got to live in holiness, perfecting holiness in the fear of Yahweh El Elohim. We want to satisfy Him. Because for us to live into heaven as part of the bride of Yahushua, we need to be born again of water and spirit. With other words, the water and the Ruach HaKodesh. He says in verse 24, and let us consider one another, Hebrews 10:24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. We need to do what? We need to provoke unto love. We need to cling unto love. And this love, that's why the Bible says the two kingly laws, New Testament kingly laws, is here Israel, Yahweh your Elohim is one. And the second one is, I must love my brother like myself. Provoke unto love. We must inspire one another to live unto love and good works. It says here, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. The love here is the agape love, the Hebrew word agape, which means supernatural. In the old, in the 1611, it was say godly love. For us, the supernatural love, the perfect love, is not a philae love, which is there between two lovers. That's not, that's philae liefde, love. But we need to function into the agape love, to perfect into love. And the Bible says love does not want its own ways. Love will always seek the way of Yahweh, our Elohim. John 15:11 John 15:11. These things have I spoke unto you. Apostle John is writing, he's saying, these things have I spoke unto you. He spoke unto the bride of Yahushua, the bride of Yahushua. That was 2,000 years ago. And even today in 2025, in this 21st century, the word that was spoken 2,000 years ago is as fresh and new today unto us who are Yahweh's as if it was spoken this morning, if it happened yesterday and the day before. It's fresh, new news. It hasn't happened 2,000 years ago, or in the time of Moses, another 3,000 years. No. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. Which joy? The joy of Apostle John. Where did he got his joy from? From Yahushua. What does Apostle John want us to do as bride in this 21st century? He wants us to participate in the joy of the agape love, in the way that he was used to do it. That my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Hallelujah. Alright. I just want to rephrase. Apostle John, I'll read this scripture from another angle. Listen to what Yahushua says. It's Apostle John that writes it, but listen to what Yahushua says. Why do I say Yahushua? Because I picked up, as I finished the verse, that the I is a capital I. And the capital I is only when it's Yahshua or Yahweh or the Ruach HaKodesh speaking. Now let's read it as if Yahshua was speaking it and John was writing it. These things have I, Yahshua, spoke unto you. Who? Unto the Israelites. Unto the, because they were preaching unto the Israelites. I'm going to show you now why I say so. They wanted Israelites to become part of the bride. These things have I, Yahshua, spoke unto you, the Israelites, that my joy, you see, that my must be a capital M for Yahshua, that my joy might remain in you. Who is the you? The Israelites, the bride of Yahshua, and that your joy might be full. Whose joy? Us today, who are Yahweh's and part of the bride of Yahshua. I want you to read for homework John 15 verse 11 to verse 16. Just read through it and see what you can pick up. Till tomorrow morning, his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.